As a young actor, I never really had a problem remembering my words. My brain naturally made connections with the script that felt effortless and usually just made sense. Now, it wasn't until later that I realized that I needed to put more effort into the process. Today, actors are challenged because with the new self-tape and Zoom auditions, it makes sense to memorize the scene rather than to rely on cue cards, cheat sheets, or strategically placed PDFs on the monitor. I will share my experience and give you some solid tips on how to learn the words or not on this episode of Casting Actors Cast. Advice to you, the actor, from a casting director. That's me.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach. Welcome to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm so glad that you are here. We're going to talk about memorizing scripts. Should you? Is there a way to do it? What methods can there be? All kinds of stuff we're going to be tackling in just a moment, but this is that moment of the podcast where I get to say thank you for tuning into Casting Actors Cast. As always, I invite you to go to the website, castingactorscast, all one word, .com. You're going to find some freebies if you fill out that form that says dive into the talent pool. One of the freebies is a book on doing voiceover work called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. It's a 100-page PDF free downloadable book that I invite you to check out. Also, there's a free video called Casting Director Secrets, What They Don't Want You to Know. But guess what? I'm going to tell you in this 20-minute video. Also, on the website, you're going to see Jeff's Jots. And that's my blog post, but it's also corresponding to each episode. So you get some additional information that you can literally print out and keep with you. And all of that stuff is just free because I love, love, love building this amazing community of like-minded actors who are simply in it to get better, to keep themselves focused, and to embrace the business of show. That's why I'm here. Also, if you have a self-tape that you would like me to evaluate live, I'm happy to do that. It's gotten to be really popular here on the podcast, the podios, the podcast videos. So I invite you to submit your videos or ask me a question. castingactorscast@gmail.com is the address for that. So there's all kinds of ways, all kinds of stuff that you can get involved in. Finally, I just want to say, if you've gotten anything out of these episodes, to please consider leaving a review, perhaps leaving a thumbs up. Maybe you want to subscribe on YouTube or on wherever your podcast provider is. I really, really enjoy reading those wonderful comments that I'm getting on YouTube, but I'm also getting them on, you know, all of the podcast providers that are out there. iTunes is particularly helpful for me to grow the audience. And so I invite you to do that. I just have to say, I was reading a really nice, positive, uplifting iTunes feedback. But guess what? It was kind of weird that the person mentioned how much they liked the show and how much they got out of it, but gave me one star. I'm like, okay, dude, one star? And you like me? What's going on? Anyway, that's just my little thing. If you are leaving a review and you like what you're hearing, please let me know that. It really makes a difference. It keeps me doing this. I just love giving back what was given to me and what wasn't given to me when I was an actor. And I've been a casting director now for over 12 years. I just enjoy doing this. So I'm really appreciative every time somebody gives me a like or a mention or something like that. It just means everything to me. It means the world. So thank you for that. Finally, I have stopped doing these recorded cross-promotional material on many podcasts. I know they're sort of bothersome for a lot of folks to just hear this like 1 or 2 minutes of me just promoting stuff. And so I cut that out. I just want to get right to the subject at hand. I do have a promise that I've made to Actors Connection because they promote my podcast all the time on their websites. So I'm returning the favor. Listen, if you haven't checked out Actors Connection, I really encourage you to do so. As well as any of the other classes I might be teaching, you can find that out on the website also, castingactresscast.com. But specifically, Actors Connection is a place where they do workshops and classes, intensives. I teach there frequently. And so if you haven't checked them out, these are industry professionals that are currently working in the industry that are providing you these classes. So you get updated information about what's happening in the industry. You also get a really cool, nice group of fellow actors to work with. I can't speak more highly of it than I am doing right now. So please do me the favor and check out actorsconnection.com. And hello to my friends, Colleen and to Tony. I'm really looking forward to seeing you in person soon. So thank you for that. Let's jump in now to the subject at hand. Listen, there are usual methods that we know of for learning a script, right? And so we're going to talk about memorizing and, you know, what you need to do now. But here are some usual methods for learning a script. One is, and this has been my experience when I was acting, and that is I simply associated the blocking to connect with the dialogue. So for example, if I knew that I had to move to the sofa while saying this line, then I could make that association. Once I had some kind of a physical adjustment that I could make, it was really easy for me to memorize. It was almost like we had the blocking rehearsal and then we had a run through. Honestly, and I'm not trying to show off because I'm not that smart, but honestly, once I learned the blocking and I had that association, memorizing the script was completely a non-issue for me. The second thing that you might be doing for yourself, or you might know of other actors doing it, is they learn the words by simply understanding the other character's cues and then knowing that they are responding to them. So, for example, if the other character says, "How are you?" and your line is, "I'm fine, how are you?" then, you know, whenever you hear "how are you," you're going to know how to respond because you've really spent time and investing into the other actor's lines as well. So sometimes the memorization of your words can simply come from the cues that you are given by other actors. Now, this might not be universally true in all material and in all scripts, because there are some writers out there who are just kind of, you know, not necessarily making those logical associations. That's okay. You just have to employ another method. Here's another method. Just sit down and memorize the damn script. I know it's really difficult sometimes to do without a context, but if you really invest some time and simply make the exercise of memorization a non-painful one, a non-painful exercise, you're going to find it much easier to simply sit down and really work on, okay, this is what I say when. But you know what? There are some new methods that I'm going to share with you for learning a script. And these new methods are similar, but I think they're really much more useful for your acting now, especially for film and television, but equally important for theater. And that new method number one is paying particular attention to the way the character speaks. That can be really, really useful. In other words, once you hear the musicality and the writer's frame of reference for the way your character speaks, many times that's kind of juggling into or moving into a different part of your brain. So the memorization does not become a tedious and boring. It can really be inspirational. For example, if the character speaks in an accent, sometimes the musicality of the speech can help your memory. It's kind of amazing the way that that happens. So you might have a specific character that can be really helpful to you in terms of doing that kind of memory work. The second thing is understanding the emotional state and the arc of the character. The arc being, of course, the through line or the storyline that the character goes through during the course of that project, the course of that story that's being told. So the emotional state and the arc of your character can really make that kind of strong association to the words. Once you get an emotional connection to what you are saying, and you know exactly the way in which you're supposed to say it, your memory kicks in and it becomes such an easier way to judge and to facilitate your acting work in that particular scene. So it's just a kind of amazing, right? That, and I guess I get what I'm talking about here thematically, these past two things I've chatted about, it's really about association. It's really about making an emotional association, making an association with the writer's intention. Number three, if you knew why the character is responding, in other words, not at the emotional state necessarily, but if you are responding to another person in a scene and you understood why, that can help recall the words. It's amazing. Again, like my earlier example, the person says, hi, how are you? But let's just say now that you're a little angry with this person, so you say, fine, how are you? But now you also know why you're responding. You have to respond to somebody who's asking that question, but you're not that happy about responding. But still, because of the why, you are now suddenly fully aware of the way in which you need to respond, and your memory will join in on that ride, so to speak. So helping yourself with self-submit and Zoom auditions is an important aspect. And that question about, do I memorize my Zoom? Do I memorize my self-tape auditions? And let's kind of dive a little deeper into that, shall we? Remember that for as far as my experience as a casting director now for over 12 years, there isn't really a rule that first round auditions should be memorized. It just doesn't exist. In fact, I'll go so far as to say that many times it's usual not to have that first round audition memorized. Because the answer is that once learned, your acting choices suffer. It's almost as if once you learn the words, you have frozen your interpretation and therefore your acting choices become more limited. It's not easy to think outside of the box when you're simply relying on your memory about what you're saying while you're saying it. Now, the second reason for not memorizing your first time audition or your first round of an audition is really basically a logistical one, and that is there's usually not enough time to prepare. Sometimes the turnaround for getting a scene and then getting it on self-tape or having a Zoom audition, you know, ready is so short sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. So just not having enough time to prepare is reason enough to give yourself a break and not feel the pressure of having to learn something, especially if it's involved, especially if it's like a long scene or, you know, a two-page monologue or whatever it is. Not having enough time to prepare correctly, I would rather have you hold the script than not have invested in showing me how you're going to play the part. I hope that makes sense. So this brings me to my next point. If it is a direct request to have the scene memorized, figure out the best way to accomplish that request. So that means that if it says, please memorize your script and you have the time to do it, it's important that you honor that request the best way you know how, simply with the past, you know, points that I made about this in this podcast. Simply make the associations you need to make, do the best that you can to make interesting choices for what your character is involved in, and I think you're going to be just fine. Having said that, though, long speeches, Shakespeare, long passages that will definitely need to have some hacks if they say you have to have it memorized and you just simply don't have the time. So here are some suggestions if that happens to you. You simply don't have the time or the material is just way too hard to digest it and really give a good actor interpretation. Do the work, just working on the script first, be comfortable with that. That's the most important thing. The second thing is consider putting the script on a tablet or putting it on a second monitor, for example. If you have a laptop and you can connect another monitor to it, you can put the script on that monitor right in your eye line. You can put that script on your tablet and put that script in a location on your eye line that can really help you act to the script. Now, I know it's a cheat. I understand that it might not feel comfortable. And I also want to tell you that many times it's really easy to tell. So this is a learned thing. And if you can't really act to a script in front of you, just try it first, though, before you make that decision. Then you're going to have to come up with another alternative. But having said that, I think that that hack can be really, really helpful to you. So consider perhaps a second monitor or perhaps putting the script on a tablet if you happen to own one. And that has to do with eye line, right? You want to make sure that that tablet and that script are in your eye line. That's kind of important. The other is to use the screen that you have. For example, if you're using Zoom for the audition, simply you can make that script smaller and put it into one corner or the other of the laptop as if it is in your eye line. So if you're using the video monitor, sorry, if you're using the video camera on your laptop and you move that script into the upper right-hand corner as if it's the eye line, it sort of accomplishes the same thing as if you had a second monitor or a tablet. So simply moving the script into the corner of one corner or the other of the laptop so it's not filling up the whole laptop, that might help you. It might cue you. It might give you little reminders if you go up and you have trouble remembering. On the other hand, you maybe can act to it just as if you had that tablet or that extra monitor. Now, the third way is simply holding the script, but holding it away from you, but in your eye line. In other words, up and out. If you're holding it down and now and you're looking up to another, to the other character in the scene, now you're bobbing for apples because you're holding the script so close to you. If you hold that script up and out, it's okay if I see it, but that is in your eye line. It really makes for an effective audition, just simply holding it up, even if I see the script. Number three, you know what? Just hold the script. Don't worry about it. If it comes to that, I would much rather see a good actor really have worked on the script, giving me some really interesting choices. If the script is there, so what? The script is there. You know, it's so hard because actors are so worried that it's going to count against them somehow. You know, it just doesn't work that way. Our job is to see if you're right for the part. That's it. If you happen to be holding a script, you know, that's what it is. That's what it is. Don't make yourself crazy about that. Now, moving on, if you receive a callback assumes that you're going to have the script memorized, though. That's important. So I'm talking about first round auditions for those other hacks. But listen, if you've gotten a callback, chances are you're going to probably have digested that script almost to the point where you've got it memorized, especially in a Zoom environment. So don't stress over it. It's just an implied assumption that the next level, the next round, whether it's a chemistry read or whether it's just another callback, oftentimes a callback will be a new scene, in which case you have to kind of deal with the whole thing all over again. But it's important that you don't make any excuses. Whatever the choice is, just be intentional and not be kind of sneaky about it. Don't try to pretend that you're trying to look like it's memorized. Just let it be what it is. Remember that learning the lines is just a part of a skill set that an actor has. It doesn't have to be, you know, a life and death decision or choice. So what I'm trying to say, I guess, and I'm not doing the best job of it right at this moment, but don't place too many demands on yourself. Don't place demands on yourself about how skilled or unskilled you are with your memory. Please remember that each person has their own memory issues. Not everybody is like, you know, this perfectionistic photographic memory. You know, all I'm suggesting is that trying some of these techniques and some of these hacks, giving them a try, what fits for you. I promise you, they're definitely going to help you. They will. Just remember, it's important to show how you're going to play the part. and not how fast your memory is. I tell you, there's nothing worse than seeing an actor's face turn gray because they don't remember what comes next. That's just such an awful feeling. And of course, when that happens, that takes all of us out of watching your good work. So have a backup plan and love your interesting and unique audition choices. That's all I've got for you today. I hope to see you next time. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.